Chapter 17. Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the foreigners of Gilead, said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." The word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Go from here and turn eastward, and hide yourself by the brook Cherith that is before the Jordan. It will be that you shall drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there." So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and lived by the brook Cherith that is before the Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. It happened after a while that the brook dried up, because there was no rain in the land. The word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to sustain you." So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, a widow was there gathering sticks, and he called to her and said, "Please get me a little water in a vessel that I may drink." As she was going to get it, he called to her and said, "Please also bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." She said, "As the Lord your God lives, I don't have a cake, but a handful of meal in the jar, and a little oil in the jar, and I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and bake it for my son and I, that we may eat it and die." Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid, go and do as you have said, but make me first a little cake and bring it to me, and afterward make one for you and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of meal shall not empty, neither shall the jar of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sends rain on the earth." She went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house ate many days. The jar of meal didn't empty, neither did the jar of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which he spoke by Elijah. It happened after these things that the son of the woman, the owner of the house, fell sick, and his sickness was severe, that there was no breath left in him. She said to Elijah, "What have I to do with you, you man of God? You have come to me to bring my sin to memory and to kill my son." He said to her, "Give me your son." He took him out of her bosom and carried him up into the chamber where he lived and laid him on his own bed. He cried to the Lord and said, "O Lord my God, have you also brought evil on the widow with whom I sojourn by killing her son?" He stretched himself on the child three times and cried to the Lord and said, "O Lord my God, please let this child's soul come into him again." The Lord listened to the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him to his mother. And Elijah said, "Behold, your son lives." The woman said to Elijah, "Now I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is truth."